Hello?
Hey, Max.
Yep.
I had a missed call from you right now. Like you were calling
Yeah,
me.
can is it still open?
Yeah, it's still available. I haven't even
Can
gotten
I
on
take
another
it?
call yet. Yeah, that was fast. Did you call Angie's?
Well, I just they're not open right now. I think I'm just gonna go with you and then I'll quit tomorrow with them or figure it out later.
Okay.
'Cause like I said, they're monthly, so I don't think I have to pay for like another few weeks
Okay,
for arbitration.
I want to be straightforward though. If we set this up, the first month's payment's like non-refundable, especially because
Yeah,
it's a Cyber
that's fine.
Monday promotion. Okay. And I'm like, and when
You
you're
can't
talking
guarantee
that,
anything, but are
yeah.
you assuring me that it's not like Angie's or Kraft Jack or any of that stuff?
You're gonna love it. I promise you'll love this. It's Google. Everybody uses Google. That's what I've been saying the whole time. So I can't,
Okay.
I every business is different, you know. Just let me kind of take a step back before I sign you up. Every business is different, okay?
Okay.
So you know, I can't tell you this is gonna be the greatest thing ever or it's gonna be the worst thing ever. When you get in there, your experience is really based on your market that you're in, right? So even if I'll put you up there, have you listed for each individual service, people still gotta go in there and call you know what I mean? Click on you after they're seeing you. So that's what makes it kind of vague, and that's why I'm giving you that, like, when you ask questions like that, you know?
Yeah, so you don't work for Google, but you're a certified
Google
advertiser
partner.
for them.
Yeah,
Google
we're
for them.
premier Google partner, so that's all over our site. We're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. We're right next to them, actually, if you Google us. It's like, I can hit them with a rock every day.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so I'll create your profile with us. If anything that I submit today, if it's not updated on your business profile, we will update it, okay? And then we're also going to get access to your Google business profile tomorrow, and I'll actually call you before a client interview tomorrow to kind of check and see how things went with the Angie. So I'll follow through with you on that stuff just to make
Yeah.
sure you're getting squared
Like I
away
said, they're gonna fight
later
me on it
today.
and tell me I owe them 33%, but I guess I'll just have to stand my ground and kind of, is it kind of like a
Yeah.
legality thing where if I show them the DTC thing and tell them you guys are scamming
The
me,
FCC.
like,
Yeah. I mean, the Federal
FCC.
Trade Commission, yeah. So it's like, hey, I already felt this was a scam. You know, obviously you don't want to tell them one of the Google partners contacted me with an FTC link because that's just all bad. Like, I'm not supposed to do that, man. Just being transparent. I only sent that just because I felt for you. And I
Well,
was like, you know what I mean? But I'm not supposed to do that because that kind of like bashing them, and they pay Google like $7 million every month to get the leads that they resell.
they're not honest, then
Yeah, but you could
whatever.
tell them
Like
I
I said,
did my research. You could just tell them like, hey, I was already feeling not well about some of these leads I was getting from you guys. Then I found this link in the
well,
FTC about it
yeah, I
being
mean,
a
like I
scam,
said, I called
and
them
I want to
today
cancel.
and told them, hey, one of you guys, kind of screwed me over and booked this person before I even got a chance to call them. It wasn't even an hour after I got matched with them on the leads. And
Yeah.
then they said, oh, okay, that they were going to figure it out. And then they put me on hold for 20 minutes and I just hung up because I got too pissed off.
Yeah.
So I just
Yeah.
said,
And then
whatever.
also going to the bank and then telling him, yeah, I want any other transactions from this entity moving forward. You know, you might have to wait in line for 20, 30 minutes just to sit down with a teller, but you know, you can get them to sit down with you and they could stop all transactions from Angie's and HomeAdvisor.
Like that, I didn't do as much research as you, but I did as best I could. I saw they're 3.8 stars on Google, Angie's, and I looked at the reviews.
Their
It's
marketing.
50-50. Some guys
Yeah.
said Angie's is great, some guys said it's bad, and same with Kraft Jack. They're a 3.9 star on Google. So I just said,
Yeah.
well, I guess there's good and bad experiences with everyone. So I said, screw it, I'm gonna take it.
Yeah. No, and you're right on that. I mean, we're right next to Disneyland in Southern California, and it's like Disneyland, they call it the happiest place on earth, but you know, you look at the reviews, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah, people
I know.
standing in the hot Southern California sun 2 hours to get on one ride. They get on four rides out of 50 and then they're out of there, you know. They got to come back 10
Yeah.
times to ride everything. Yeah, so it's like everything's different, but that's how we keep our clients, is just being really transparent with you guys. Like, we understand it's a month-to-month service. You guys can leave at any time. So you got to understand that, you know, we have your best interest at the end of the day, because if you're not making money, then we're not going to make money, you know?
Yeah, no, that's what I tell people at Angie's. If I'm making money, I'll give you money. I don't care how much advertising it is, but you have to give me the leads. you have to give me the numbers or get people to, you know, answer their phone. I have no problem paying any amount of money as long as I'm making money. That's how it works, advertising.
Yeah.
I know advertising.
Yeah, that's why Google has the partners. Yeah. Well, that's why Google has the partners. 85% of Google's income comes from these ads, but you need to have more of like an interpersonal relationship with the business owner if you want to maintain that account, right? So the accounts are maintained by the Google partners, not necessarily the ads. Or even Google certified technicians that are maybe maintaining the ads for them, you know? But Google doesn't have like an actual department, outside of their Google partners where they're maintaining the profile for you and making sure that it's working for your business. You know, that's what we're here for.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to verify some information. Max isn't short for anything, right? It's just Max?
It's Maxime. M-A-X-I-M.
Oh, I am. Okay.
Maxime.
Okay, and then what's your last name?
Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G.
Okay, and you said your brother's the partner?
Yeah, we're 50-50 LLC.
Okay, I'm not going to bug him, but I'm going to add him as the co-owner in the settings in case he calls in. That way we know, like, what business he's affiliated with, and you know, he can make changes and things like that. Okay, what's his first name?
Jan, J-A-N.
Okay, and same last name, Fanny?
Yep.
Okay, and then I'm going to put him co-owner. And then what's his phone number?
660-342-3019.
Okay. Phone. Co-owner slash brother to Max. Okay, then insert. All right, perfect. And then your profile with us is going to have a security question attached to it in case you're concerned if it's actually us or a representative of our company. And then vice versa, if you or your brother call in before we give you access to any kind of billing information or to make changes on the account, we're going to want to verify the security question. So it probably should be something that he knows as well and that you share with him. You can have three choices. It'll be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Yeah, we'll do my mom's maiden name.
Yeah, I'm like, you should know all of those if it's really your brother. Okay, what was your mother's maiden name?
Pahulia, P-H-Y-K.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, it's P-H-Y-K. Or maybe it's P-H-U-Y-K. I don't know, it's weird spelling. Just do P-H-U-K-U-A-L, or U-L-A-I.
Okay, and then one more time, it's telling me to re-enter answer, and it's kind of coded.
Are you doing like caps or anything, or are you just doing all lowercase? Is it case sensitive?
I don't know if I capitalized the P. I don't think I did. Let's just do it all.
Just let me know
if
it's case sensitive.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it without any kind of caps. So
okay,
let's just start from the top. You said it's P-H-U?
P-H-Y-K-U-L.
A-I. Okay, and one more time. P-H-Y-K-U-L-A-I. Okay, it matches. I got it. All right. There we go. Now it's showing it to me. P-H-Y-K-U-L-A-I. Wow, super unique.
Okay. Yep, Ukrainian.
All right. Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, my mom's maiden name was Blage, but it looks like Blodget, so it's super. okay, so what's your primary business email address where I could send you everything in writing because of that Cyber Monday promotion?
Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, exterior cleaning at gmail.com.
Gmail.com, okay. Verify, say update. Okay, and the phone number we're on is the primary business line?
Is it my phone number?
The one that we're on, 636-354-8703. It's best for us and the customers? Okay.
Yep, that's it. We'll just call me directly.
Okay, perfect. And then the 1308 Charing Cross Lane is still the business street address? There's no change in that?
Yeah.
You changed it or no?
No, it's still a thing.
Okay.
I mean, it's just my
brother. I can hide it for you. Yeah, I can hide it for you if you want. It'll just say Ballin, and then it'll have the zip code and state on there.
Yeah, just do Ballin. I mean, no one needs to know our address anyway. We just need it to send our information.
Yeah. My mom passed in 2010, but I wouldn't want anybody going to her house. She has four boys, too, so that's just, like, all bad. Yeah. You show up there uninvited, and you're in trouble, and she's not shy about it either. My dad's a really big guy, too, so my mom used to always just kind of like, okay. She would test the line with everybody and then call out her husband and four boys. Scare the people. All right, so I got business profile set up. Okay, and that was accepted. All right, and spots off the board, so it's yours. And then did you want to make any changes to, like, your hours of operation or anything like that?
No, it should be 8 to 8 every day.
Yeah, it has 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Sunday currently on the listing.
That's just for phone calls. I schedule everything whenever I talk to them.
Okay. Well, remember what I said also about your website, too. Like, I didn't know if you wanted to activate that book online or if that's what you want to move forward with long term, but it's already on your Google business profile, so I'm just going to leave it there. And then, but if you want to change it or if you leave those guys in the future, like you're going to leave Angie's, you know, that's another way I could save you money by just developing a site for you, and that'll all be bundled in that $199 package. So it's no extra charge.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like I said, did you say that
$151 plus whatever you're investing in that, you know?
Okay. Did you say they'll mostly just call me after finding me?
Yeah, most people call you directly. Like, there is a contact us profile on the sites that we create, like the splash page that I'd be giving you. So they fill that out, it'll automatically forward to your email if they want to do it that way. But most of the time, they're just going to call you directly. Some people don't even click on the website at all, or they might just glance at it and see if there's some pricing in there. If there's not pricing in there, they call you. So it really,
yeah,
it's really case by case.
I prefer phone calls, but because my website's not very, like, I just,
yeah.
I've been
but people are like that, you know? I know I'm like that. Like, I'll look at the site sometimes just to see if there's pricing on there, and I'll know right then and there, you know? I'm like, oh, nah, he wants too much.
Yeah.
I don't even bother, you know? So sometimes it's like that. It really just depends. It's going to be a case-by-case thing, so it's more just your preference.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I prefer phone calls. Oh, I'll keep that in mind, though. Can you, like, send me, like, a thing about what it looked like or something, or do you have anything about the website?
Yeah, here, let me do that right now.
Yeah, like I said, I probably won't go with it at the moment, but I'll look through and just keep in mind for later.
That's what I'm saying, because you probably already paid some money towards this site, so I wasn't thinking it was something that you do right now. I'm all for, like, if you already spent money on it, you know, get your money's worth, you know? Put it up there on Google,
like,
let it make... Oh, okay, well... Well, this is better price then. It'd be $0 to do this. But if they're charging you $30 for that to book appointments and schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do that yet because I was kind of contemplating
it. Oh, gotcha. So it's just hasn't even launched yet. Well, that would kind of bump the cost up to $42. Wait, what's your hosting cost? It's usually $12 just to buy the domain, but you have to pay a monthly cost to host your website.
Oh, I thought like $12 or $15 was the monthly cost. Yeah, the buyout was cheap,
possible.
But my friend did it, so I don't even know if he really.
Yeah.
Like, he bought in everything, but I never paid him back yet, so I don't know.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, because sometimes they have like hosting for the year, like packages, or some people do it month by month. But they can be as low as like $10, and some of them are as high as like $50. You know, so just food for thought. I want to keep your overhead as low as possible and try to bring all these services, you know, under one roof. Because if there's something with the Google listing, like let's say the seasons change and you're like, okay, I don't want to do any holiday decorating anymore. I don't want that on as a keyword that I'm listed for this time of the year. I'd rather use that keyword on something beneficial. You know, we could swap that out, but then we could also go into the website and swap it on the website because the website's hosted by us. The way it's set up right now, we can't do that. You know, you'd have to go through your website guy in order to take that off your site. So we try to not just lower your overhead by having everything under one roof, but it just makes it a lot easier to handle everything that has to do with the online marketing in real time, if it's there. So just something to keep in mind. I sent you the examples of the websites too, by the way.
Yeah. Do you have a physical receipt you can email me for like the write-offs
and
everything?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to give it to you before we even get off this line.
Okay.
Yeah. But I sent you the websites just so you could see those, and then obviously call in whenever you want to capitalize on that, and I'll get
those
photos and look.
Would you just send me what my website would look like if you did it?
There's different templates. Yeah, exactly. Those are the splash pages. We do custom website designs too, but that one wouldn't be at no extra cost to your package. That's expensive.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not worried about the website stuff yet. That'd be more towards... Yeah.
You don't really need it. You know, like I said, the benefit to you in all this is the placement. A lot of people build the website, start generating reviews. They do all this work just to get the placement at the end of the day. That's the goal, is to show up as a top option to people who are looking up your service. Because if you don't show up there, they're not seeing the website, your reviews, or any of that stuff. So it's almost like pointless to even build it. It's better to be on the first page with one review than it is to have 100 five-star reviews and not show up front a majority of the people who are looking for the service, you know?
Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
You know about Google? Mm-hmm. Let's say somebody does have like 200 or 300 five-star views, but mm-hmm. they're not listed as high. Do they still rank high even if they're not paying for like the top?
Well, more than likely if they had one of those that many reviews, they've probably done this at some point. Maybe they stopped doing it. Yeah, maybe there was a billing issue. Maybe Google partnered with got rid of them. I don't really know. It's going to be case by case because there are other Google partners too. But I do know that you're going to still be favored over somebody that's never worked with us or worked with a Google partner. So you're still going to be a lot higher up than what you're ranking now, even if you canceled our services later. Does that make sense? We don't go back and like delete all those citations and all the work that we did to that point. We just stop doing the optimization. So basically, you know, the algorithm updates weekly. So if we don't update it, you just rotate off, but you still might have the most up-to-date campaign compared to some of the other guys at that point. So you'll rank above them. That makes sense?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's fine.
Yep. Yeah. So kind of a hard explanation, but you seem to grasp everything that I've thrown at you at this point. So, all right. So, Max Panning. Okay, got everything. Just triple checking my work, hours, sites hyperlinked, numbers good, address is hidden, city, state, and zip is showing. Okay, 8 to 8, Monday through Sunday. Perfect. You can accept cash, check, and card?
Do you have
any... I can just leave it blank.
Well, I do cash or check, but the thing with, like, Angie has a thing for online payment where I can connect my bank account. Do you guys have an equivalent?
No, I mean, if you go create a Google PayPal business account, we can hyperlink that to your splash page website that we create for you. So that way the customers can just go onto your website and then put their amount in, put their card in, and pay you directly through your site. But it would be set up through PayPal.
Well, we're cash, check, or Venmo. That's our three biggest ones. And,
okay.
You know, everyone should be able to do at least one of those.
Yeah. I mean, Venmo is pretty much caught on.
Yeah, unless I'm doing full-time, the bank charges like $50 a month for the chip reader and, like I said, we're not getting as much work where I could really need it.
Venmo should. Venmo should work, or they should have a check lying around, or have some cash, or go get some cash. You know, it's not going to be something so crazy where they can't just run to an ATM and pay you, you know?
Yeah, like I said, they have a phone they can rent.
Yeah, that too. You know, they could also instant transfer bank to bank. You could figure it out with them there. I hate the merchant processing, especially for your industry and the kind of jobs that you do. You know, it's not practical. They charge you anywhere from like $2 to $6 a transaction, or 6%, excuse me. So $100 job, you know, your $2 or $6 is going to their pocket just for giving you your money. You know, it's a lot better to just.
Yeah, the only thing I could do is factor that into the cost or the bid for the work.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But I don't like
that. That's what I always tell guys to do. I'm like, put that on them. Let them know if they want to use a card that it's going to charge them an extra percentage. So that way it doesn't fall on you. But
yeah,
we'll cross that bridge when we get there. You know, this is just the starting phase of it. So we're getting familiar with each other. We'll get it all up and running, and then we'll take it day by day. So I have the profile set up. There is a client interview that I have to schedule for tomorrow. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, but I would ask for an hour window to complete it in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
I start at 6 and get off about 2:30. I do anytime after 2:30, after my day job.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I have a 3 to 4 available if that's not too soon. Or we can even go like 4 to 5.
Yeah, 3. I get home like right at 3 and like so my truck broke down from my box.
I like to unwind, dude. I have two little ones, so I'm like, you know, I got a 3 and a 1-year-old. So I'm like, yeah, I need at least an hour to just like defuse. Yeah. How about 4 and 5 or 5 and 6?
I'll do 4 and 5. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I give you some time to kind of grasp everything, catch your breath. All right. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this, to your email address. And then I'm also going to set it up to send you an automated text message exactly 1 hour prior to the appointment. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. You know, I could always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
So when do I pay you for this deal?
Right now.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know, my card, I can pay you with card, but
yeah,
Angie, that card, so if it comes due, I'm probably gonna have to get rid of that card, get a new one, and then I'll have to repay with my new card.
I'll know it's going on. So it'll either be me or Tina and our failed payment recovery. So, you know, if people's payment fail, we don't just go, oh, well, you lose your listing. You know, we reach out to you, give you plenty of opportunity first. You know, we'd rather go with somebody that we already have up there and, you know, have a relationship with than to start from scratch anyway. So.
Well, the problem is they sent me my new debit cards. I only have a temporary debit card at the moment. It took like 6 to 8 weeks, and then it was wrong. They didn't the right on there, so now I got to get a new one.
Oh, geez. Yeah, yep. I used to have those problems all the time with like Bank of America. I have Schools First Credit Union now, and I haven't had any kind of issues with that. They send you cards for free, so that's always nice. I'm just being like, okay. I'm like, send me another one. They're like, okay. It's in the mail. All right. So in terms of securing the first month's payment, though, how did you want to do that? You want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Yeah. Just do my debit card.
Okay. And then is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. So Maxime Fanning. I always call you Max, but just legal purposes, it's always going to have your full first name on there. And then is the billing address the same as your business street address that was PIN verified?
Billing address?
Yeah. Is it the same as the business street address?
Yeah, that's where all my business stuff. I don't live there, but I don't really care about the billing.
Like, well, if it doesn't match up with what the bank has on file, then it'll decline the transaction.
Okay, we'll try my address now then, and we'll see if that works. It's 4431 Chouteau Avenue, Chouteau.
Avenue. Okay. Is that in Baldwin also?
No, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Anyways, I'm going to have to come visit you this summer. What's your what's the zip code? Yeah, I don't know if you drink beer. I'm an IPA guy. Sorry, so off topic. 63.
What is it?
63110.
63110. Okay. Yep. Update. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4432.
4432.
6440.
6440.
3413.
3413.
3590.
3590. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
0824.
08 of 24. And then there's a small three-digit code on the back.
995. 995,
okay.
And just so, mm-hmm. last thing. So it is 200 a month, and that's it.
It's 199 exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. Two, mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's it.
That's it. Yep, no additional charges, no surprises. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, too. That's going to outline that. I'm also going to send you the receipt and everything in writing that's going to outline that as well, like right now.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, yep. So a 60-second voice verification recording. You ready?
What do I do?
You just got to respond. I'm gonna walk you through it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
J&M Exterior Cleaning.
Thank you. Your company is an LLC, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the business?
Maxime Fanning, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of J&M Exterior Cleaning LLC today?
Yep.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Max, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. What is this, 24 to 48 hours? Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you caught that. There was kind of a delay. It's 24 to 48 hours, it says. I'm not going to ride you, like, hard, you know, about your response time unless it's like, man, I can't figure out why it's working. And then the tracking system's like, well, you got 60, 70 leads in the last 30 days, you know, and then you could go pull the recordings and I see all of them are going to voicemail. Then I'll be like,
yeah.
Okay, there's something going on, you know. But
oh, yeah. No, I'm very, like I said, all the leads I did get on Angie's, I turned – over almost all of them, with the exception of a few, because I didn't want to do window cleaning.
Well, they put that in there because, like, it's got to work. Like I said earlier, you know, it's got to work for you. If you're not making money, we're not making money, right? In order for it to work for us, you know. So that's why we put that in there, because we're like, hey, you know, we got to, just like we expect you to hold us accountable, we're going to be holding you accountable and like, hey, you got to be responsive to these guys if you plan on making money. Like, I already understand that you have another day job, but, you know, it might be a good idea to, like, have this line maybe forward to your brother's line if you don't answer.
You know, pretty flexible work where I can answer and talk. That's no problem.
Yeah, and I'm going to hook you up with the app too. So I'll have that sent over to you as well in an email with your username and password. And you could download that. And then if you're missing calls throughout the day because you are working, you could always go in there and you know, track their phone number, what service they looked up to find you, and you can basically just dial them back. So those leads, they'll still be like a pipeline of leads you could call. It's just your success is a lot higher with live calls. You know, if somebody calls you directly and you answer it.
Yep.
It's like a 90% closing ratio if you answer live calls. So it's pretty important.
Yep.
It's basically money. All right. And then I'm sorry. Okay. Where was I?
Quick question.
Okay. And hi. Sorry. Go ahead. No, you're okay.
Do you guys take a percentage of a lead won or a contract won?
What do you mean?
So, like, if I get a $500 job, do you take, like, $50 or $40 or something out of it?
Okay. No. That's horrible. Yeah, no. What? There's no undisclosed stuff. I understand your guard's up, but, like, this is just me to you. Like, it's, like, no.
Okay.
There's nothing undisclosed. Yeah, in the past like hour and a half, there's nothing undisclosed. Like when I say $199 is all you're getting charged, that's all you're getting charged. Like we have no way of going in and charging you 50% from a transaction that's, you know, a customer's handing you cash. You know what I mean? Or $50.
Yeah.
You get us? Yeah, like we don't get involved in that at all. We just put you up there and we tell the community you're the top recommended for these particular services. They call you, that's between you and them. You know, we do track it in the sense to just show you that it's working. You know what I mean? So that way you could, if you're like, hey, what am I paying you guys $199 for? We can go, whoa, look at all these calls. You remember that guy, Max, that called you last week? And, well, you're Max, but this guy, Earl, that called you last week, you know, and paid you $1,000. Yeah, that guy found you on Google. So you're like, we brought you that customer, basically. That's the only reason why we track it. You know, it's not to say, oh, you owe us more money because now you're making money. You know, your agreement with us is what it is. It's $199 month to month. There's no additional lead fees, click fees, call fees.
Okay. All
right. And then, or other fees, or percentages of work, or anything like that. Yeah. But on this voice verification, we're still on the recorded line, by the way. In this voice verification, it states that, and hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
What does that mean, online marketing?
Yeah, perfect question. So I know exactly what you're doing already with Angie's, right? We already talked about like what you guys are doing now in order to generate leads online. But it's saying if you're going to add something, if you're going to add something like after today, we want to know about it. So that way you're not like duplicating anything or somebody's not touching your Google business profile. We don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden you're not on the first page because some Joe Schmo logged into your GMB and started changing everything. You know, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because Google like flags it. You know, if you make like a sudden change to the phone number, they're like, oh, did you authorize this? Like they'll send us a notification. So, and then it comes down. If they can't verify that it's a real number to give to the community, they like suspend your listing and then we have to unsuspend it and fix it. So it's like, before you add anything else online, just double check that it's not something we're already doing for you. So that way you're not duplicating it or paying for something you already have.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. That's the layman's terms. Sorry. Go ahead. No, you're good. What was that?
My thing is you give me the leads and I get the calls and get the work, you know, I'll stay with you as long as it keeps working.
Yeah. Yeah. We simplify it as much as we can for you, Max. I mean, I got guys that are like 75 years old and they're completely computer illiterate and they do this.
So, yeah.
I have no doubt you're going to be okay. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just you're coming off a bad experience, so you're very, like, timid or gun-shy about it, and I understand that, you know. I don't want to wear a black eye for them, but I get where you're coming from. Sorry. Yeah, and you can continue to ask questions, too. Like, watch, when you call me tomorrow, I'm still going to be here.
Yeah.
I got two kids I got to feed. Like, I ain't going nowhere. got a mortgage I got to pay. Yeah, I've already been here for 10 years, so I'm not going anywhere. Okay, so you do agree to disclose any additional online advertisement, though, while you're using it?
Yeah.
And then it says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's November 29th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 as part of a Cyber Monday promotion that I rolled over from yesterday to get your pricing down. So even though it is Tuesday the 29th, you're going to get that Cyber Monday discount. I've locked in this pricing structure indefinitely for you. So it's grandfathered in. So each month on the 29th day, it's going to be set up to automatically renew, but it'll stay $199 as long as you're with us. Okay. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees. There's no penalties or anything like that. We just ask that if you're going to discontinue, let us know 3 days before the next billing is due. So that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal or cancellation terms?
Yeah.
And cancellation terms. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then your initial payment did go through. It was at 3:44 Pacific Standard. So about 6-7 minutes ago. So you should have a text message there. A couple of them.
Yeah, it went through my account.
Well, no, not in the account, but there's a welcome text message, and the invoice is also sent over to your email. So you'll have that invoice receipt. You remember you were talking about for write-offs?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about
through. No. I know it went through. We have a VeriSign, like Amazon or eBay, so it lets us know, like, right away if it clears. But I guess that means the address is updated on that card. Forgot to tell you that. But yeah, if you go to your text, it'll say your full first name. So it'll say like, Maxime, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll say like, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And it'll say like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And once you click on that, it'll have everything in black and white. So even though you're not binded to a contract and it's a month to month, you know, this is just full disclosure. Like everything that you're getting, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the future billing price, $199, right? The cancellation policy, and what else is on there? Hold on, let me pull it up. I'm not looking at it. Oh, and then at the bottom, it'll just ask you, to authorize that this is you. That's really important, actually. If you don't check that box authorizing that this is you and not somebody, like, pretending to use your card, it will decline the entire agreement. So that's pretty important. You got to check that box, make sure the phone number is accurate, and then, of course, sign the bottom of it.
Okay. So which email am I looking at? The Local Splash support?
No, I texted it to you, just to make it more convenient. Sorry. You went and hopped on the computer?
No, I'm on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's in your email too, but I texted it to you. So that way it was just quicker. Yeah. The text just says, Maxime, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Sorry, I guess the 3-4 cups of coffee is catching up to me. It's been a long day.
So I just have the, I certify that I am authorized, and that's it, and then signature.
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
All right, and then you'll get a hard copy of that to your email, so we'll have it on file, you'll have it on file. They're going to send you the username and password for the account dashboard and tracking system during your client interview tomorrow, and then they'll also send you like a YouTube video that shows you how to use that, as well as a link to the app format, so that way you could download it to your phone.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, I'll be here to walk you through it. Like, I don't expect you to be computer savvy or understand how everything works. So, you know, no questions or dumb questions. If you're curious about something or you need help, you want to make changes, it's literally what I'm here for. And there's a 24/7 customer service department as well at the same phone number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, Max. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then I will circle back with you tomorrow between 4 and 5 for the client interview. So I'm actually going to call you first, and then I'll transfer you over to the client interview technician. So I'll talk to you at that time.
Sounds good. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right, bye. Bye.